Braves and Phillies as the Philly Fanatic celebrates his birthday today. We'll take it to the top of the seventh with Matt Kemp at the plate.
And he swings at the first pitch and sends it to right field. It's deep. Altair going back, and this game is no longer tied. Third home run of the year for Matt Kemp, and it's 1-0 Braves.
Double play depth for Atlanta on the infield. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball looped into right. It's going to fall for a hit. And that'll tie the game as Nava scores. Freddy Galvis with a base hit to right. His ninth run batted in. Three straight hits for the Phillies, and it's a 1-1 ball game.
In the air to right field. Going back on it is Markakis to the scoreboard. It is gone! Two-run home run for Cesar Hernandez. And the Phillies take the lead here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Pete Buchanan knows something that we don't know.
A lot of managing, I guess, is your gun.
So the Phillies with eighth inning magic once again. And here's Altair, and he crushes one deep center field. Enciarte back, track, wall, and gone! Into the Phillies bullpen as the Phillies go back to back. Aaron Altair with his second. And it's a 4-1 lead.
That's one way to forget about a hat trick.
3-2. And the pitch. Swing and a high fly left center field. This is well hit. And Enciarte is back, and this ball is gone. Back to back to back home runs for the Phillies here in the eighth. Odubel Herrera opposite field up the alley with his second homer of the season. And it's now 5-1 Phillies.
Fans on their feet. I want to see it end right here. See you sweet.
Neris has the sign, come set. He kicks the 1-2. Swing and a bouncer to short. Charging Galvis. He gloves it. Transfers, throws, and he got him, and the ball game's over as the Phillies sweep the Braves. And they're back to 500, a four-game winning streak.
After Sunday's victory, Pete Buchanan and the Phillies are now riding their first four-game winning streak since August of 2016. Here's the Phillies skipper on the team's success.
Eflin comes out of AAA and pitches outstanding. So that's a bonus for us. He deserved to win that game. I have to say that Foltynewicz pitched a real good game himself. He kept us at bay. Didn't get a lot going until we late in the game in the seventh inning. String some singles together to tie it up. And oddly enough, Franco led that inning off with a line drive that Enciarte made a nice play on. What can you say about the back-to-back-to-back home runs? I told Cesar when he went up to the plate, I said, just make sure you hit the ball up the middle with a man on second or to the right side. Try to get a base hit and at the same time move the runner. And he did. He moved the runner. Altair, nice. He continues to swing the bat very well. And Odubel, I think out of frustration, really focused as hard as he could. Didn't give that bat away, even though we had a lead and hit that home run. So other than that, Joely Rodriguez has really stepped up and done a great job for us. We originally considered him as more of a long guy, but he's starting to prove to me that he can get big outs for us late in the game against certain hitters, and he got a couple of big outs with Enciarte and Phillips. Neris came in. I wish he didn't walk the first hitter, which sets up a lot of things like that happen, but nevertheless, he got out of it and did the job.
Where do you think this power surge from Cesar has come from?
I think eliminated. He had an uppercut swing. He was underneath the ball. He worked underneath the ball, which made him a low ball hitter. And I think the fact that we convinced him to level out his swing and stay on top of the ball, work above the ball, and work your way down through the strike zone, I think has enabled him not only to give him more power, but also hit more line drives and use the whole field. So a lot of it has to do with the swing path, and I think he's got more of a level swing path.
Was it vital for him? It's good to be a 300 hitter, but when you have that gap power or extra base power, to show that to be a big league player, which is not just be a slap guy. I mean, you didn't want him to be a slap guy when you bench him last year. You just wanted him to be.
Well, of course, you know what, Bob? along those lines. He's an on-base guy. He's a good leadoff hitter. But now I'm starting to think of him as a cleanup hitter, provide some power for us. No, it is nice, you know. It's good to see. He's not trying to hit home runs. He's trying to hit line drives. And when you work above the ball and level your swing out and you hit the bottom half of the ball's going to go up with a line drive swing. So he's been doing that. And because of it, he's hitting more gaps and hitting for more power.
He did make a concerted effort, too, though, to come in stronger this spring. Well, did you notice that?
Yeah, he worked hard. And you know, we told him when he left last year what he needed to do to improve. And he's done everything we've asked him. And he looks much stronger. He's just playing full of confidence.
Cesar Hernandez went 2-for-4 with a home run and 2 RBI in the Phillies' win against the Braves on Sunday. Here's Hernandez on his performance and the team's victory.
You're facing a guy that could throw triple digits, yet you hit a breaking ball out for the home run. Were you looking for that?
Yeah, so I'm trying to hit him this side of the field. I try to move the runner. So they hang a breaking ball. I can't hit it good, so I see the home run.
You know, in that situation, Saunders gets the double. The conversation was maybe you lay down a bunt there. Was there any talk of you laying down a bunt, or did you have the free swing the whole time?
No, because I tried to move a runner for hit or bunt or whatever they do at work for move the runner. So I think I tried the bunt too. But when you see they throw ball for a piece, I say, okay, go swing it, and that can hit the ball good.
This team keeps scoring runs late. Eighth inning, ninth inning, final at bats. What's the secret here? What's that all about?
So I don't know. It's five every inning. So I know the thing. He produces the A of today. So I try to win the games.
Both teams are off on Monday. On Tuesday, the Phillies host the Marlins, while the Braves will be in New York to take on the Mets.